Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 24th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared this message on a rather brisk, chilly Monday morning, although we realize you may be reading it at another time. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you. And Brooksine just raised her hand up and said, take two, for we recorded this entire message just a moment ago, and I realized I hadn't pressed the record button. So here we go again.
And hopefully it's a new and improved version.
We hope so. It's a scripture text. The title of the message is Contentedness and Thankfulness. And the scripture text is the words of the Apostle Paul, 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8.
But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
This week marks the official start of the Christmas shopping season, at least here in the United States. However, the newspapers have been stuffed with sales flyers, and the mall parking lot has been filled for weeks now. The steer works at a store near the mall called TJ Maxx, and it has been crowded when I stop to pick her up in the afternoons. But the big shopping day for many will be this Friday, and there is an abundance of great deals already, particularly if you want to go shopping at 6 in the morning or, in some stores, even earlier.
There's just more and more neat stuff that claims it will make the people we love happy, or, of course, it would make us happy if we just buy it for them or for ourselves. Of course, the ads are surely also designed to appeal to our own sense of desire as well. And I can sure tell you that some of this stuff is alluring to my heart.
Well, my heart, I think I am at a point where I especially like electronic-type gadgets. They keep coming out with new stuff that seems neat. One of these days, I'll probably get myself a GPS. And Brooksine, well, she just likes a whole variety
of stuff. A little bit of everything,
I'm afraid. Kitchen stores, fabric stores, lots of interest she has. Well, we want to pause this morning and consider the bigger picture. We're so aflood in materialism, aren't we? But the foundational meaning of Christmas is that God sent His Son as the greatest and most needful gift of all. Increasingly, our current generation is losing sight of this initial meaning of this most sacred holiday due to the secularization and the over-commercialization of this wonderful season.
We that love the Lord and desire to live in obedience to the Scriptures are called to properly provide for our families. Indeed, the Word declares that if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Paul writes this in 1 Timothy 5:8. However, beyond our desire to properly provide for our families is the materialistic rat race. We're all affected by it, and perhaps some of us are among the front runners in this never-ending race. Living in an age of affluence, we have to be on guard against this tendency.
The Apostle Paul's words that follow our daily reading are so applicable today. I quote him now, "People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." End quote. My, isn't that so often the case in the world in which we live?
A great biblical teaching in regard to experiencing balance in this tension between properly providing, which is good, and the materialistic rat race, which is bad, is contentment. Consider the power of the phrase, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." A Bible teacher has observed, and I quote him, "Contentment is understanding that if I am not satisfied with what I have, I will never be satisfied with what I want." Among the many ways the world seeks to force us into its mold is the lie that it can offer true satisfaction. Contentment is not the fulfillment of what you want, but the realization of how much you already have, and learning to find satisfaction with that. It's realizing in the words from the great hymn, my favorite hymn of all times, all I have needed thy hand hath provided. Contentedness and thankfulness are interrelated.
Our daily verse declares that, quote, if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that, end quote. I wonder how much food Paul was accustomed to, what kind of variety of foods he had, and what was the extent of his clothing line? How many pairs of shoes, I wonder, did he have, or sandals? Yet he says, we will be content. I believe our need for contentment is an attitude that we must diligently strive for, as the world imposes so much discontent upon us. The pressures of materialism are ever before us, particularly during this season that we remember and celebrate God's greatest gift, Jesus. What a wonderful, deep, settled peace we experience when we learn to live in contentment and thankfulness.
Let's all pray together. And I put this in first person, so I hope that you will apply this to your life. Jesus, when I get overly anxious about having the latest gadget or newest fashion, I usually overlook the fact that I have so much already at my disposal. So much, in fact, that I struggle to properly manage my possessions and can often be overwhelmed with clutter. Thank you for the people I know who live with less so that others can have more. More of the basics of life and the provisions needed to reach others with the gospel message. Contentment from you cannot be packaged and sold, but it can be a way of life as I align my priorities in accordance to your will. Teach me the great gain you want me to experience by setting my heart's affections not on this world's changing and peril-stricken economy, but by storing up treasures in heaven's economy, where eternal riches never perish, spoil, or fade. May that precious truth help me find contentment in a disgruntled society. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksie, for sharing that thoughtful prayer. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksie. As Brooksie backs away today, we made more than our usual amount of gas in today's message. Our apologies, but as we mentioned, we had already been through the entire message and found out I hadn't pressed the record button. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, November 24th, 2008. We place it up on our website each day at dailyencouragement.net. Of course, many of you also receive it through our email list, or you may just simply go to the previous message backing up to the message dated 11-24-08. Do have several photos up on the site today and resources that we'll have up all week, but we call your attention to in order to really make this Thanksgiving week a special week. Some readings, some prayers, some ideas for use in your family, perhaps your church or small group, that you can print out and really see a focus on thankfulness to God. Well, our blessings upon you today. May God fill your hearts today and fill our hearts as well. Brooksie and I both desire it with this wonderful attitude of contentedness in thankfulness.